like that. We ain't going out like that. Watch me go and bounce right back. Cause we ain't going out like that, no. We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that. Watch me go and bounce right back.
Welcome to episode 3 of Any Given Season, a Bowl Season podcast. We are here in the office of Boston College head football coach, Bill O'Brien. Coach, thanks for letting us use your office.
Yeah, this is, I tell you what, as far as head coach's offices go, it's pretty nice
office. It is nice. And you know, the best part is it's not like you have anything going on this week. It's your opener is Monday night, Labor Day. The Monday night football slot, which is pretty cool, at Florida State. Today's a Wednesday, so in football weeks, it's like a Monday, right?
Yeah, basically. That's right. Yeah basically, we had to, during the seven-week time period, you got to give them one day off. So this is their day off this week, and then we'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then travel Sunday. Yeah, that's exactly
right. So not only is it the first game of the season, it's your first game as the head football coach at Boston College. Yep. How are you feeling going into that first game?
I feel good. These guys have worked hard all the way from winter conditioning to spring practice to the summer training, which was really good, and then training camp. You know, between our coaching staff, the strength and conditioning staff, the support staff around here at Boston College, I feel like we've definitely improved. And you know, I feel really good about these guys. They're tough, they're resilient, and you know, I'm excited for the opportunity on Monday night for these
interesting
guys.
Situation that Florida State's played a game already. Yeah. You haven't. Is there any advantage or disadvantage to that?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, look, I think at the end of the day, we try to control what we can control. We can't control the schedule. I think it's good that we've seen them play a game, so we have at least, you know, some current game tape on them. You know, they don't really probably know exactly what we're going to do because we're a brand new staff. So maybe there's an advantage there. But other than that, you know, I really can't say there's too much of a disadvantage or advantage either way.
I want to ask you about what brought you here to Boston College. I grew up in Connecticut. I live in Rhode Island now. I have a lot of friends that are Boston College fans.
Yeah. And
they, you know, they were quick to ask me, do you know Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
You know, do you think he's a good fit? I'm like, do I think he's a good fit? I mean, no brainer for Boston College.
Yeah.
But for you, you've been the head coach in the NFL. You've been a head coach in college. There's a lot of places you could have coached.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
You know, look, I there's a lot of reasons why I'm here. It's roots for me. You know, I grew up about 30 minutes north of here. I love this place. My wife went to school here. Colleen graduated in 1992. My youngest son goes to Tufts across the city. My oldest son, which you're familiar with, his challenges, you know, it's hard to move him, and we didn't really want to move him again. And, you know, this is a great place. This is a place where you can do a lot of things well, and I've really enjoyed my time here so far. I enjoy coming to work every day. And I think for me, at the stage that I'm at my career, I just want a job where I have a true passion for it. I love coming to work every day, and that's really what this job is for me.
Yep, there's no doubt. So, you know, this program has had various levels of success over the years, but college football is changing. Can you win here? I know it's a little bit of a rhetorical question. Of course, you're going to say you can.
But yeah.
Tell me how.
Yeah, no, I think every place is challenging relative to what they're dealing with. This place can definitely win. There's a lot of things that we have to do very, very well, things that we're working to improve. We'll never be a big NIL school, but we're a part of the NIL game. Mm-hmm. We're a place where you're going to get a great education. You play in the ACC, great competition. You're 15 minutes from downtown Boston, which is a world-renowned city. You've got a beautiful campus, a small student body where everybody kind of gets to know each other. So it's a real community feel. And then we give back to the community. We talk to our players a lot about giving back to the community. So this is a place where you can, you know, really set yourself up for life. And you know, in the end, I believe if you recruit the right kids that believe in those things, that come from those families that believe in those things, you can win. And I think that's what we're striving to do. I don't think there's any question it's been done before here, and it can be done again.
So you may have already just done this a little bit, but what's your pitch to a recruit? I show up here on an unofficial visit. You don't even maybe don't know I'm coming. Maybe I'm at camp in the summer. I pop into your office. I'm a guy you want.
Yeah.
What are you telling me?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now that we have a top-notch coaching staff. We have three former NFL head coaches on our staff. We have a staff that will develop you to get you ready to play at the next level. We have great facilities. Our building that we're in here, beautiful meeting rooms. We have an unbelievable indoor facility. and a weight room with great practice fields attached to it. And then we have an unbelievable school. You know, we have a school where you can really form your own identity as a student, and you can come out of this place with an incredible degree that can set you up for life. And then we give back. You know, that's what BC is. It's a man for others, and we give back to the community. And I think as you go back and you look at, you know, the most successful people in life, a lot of those people were servant leaders. You know, they gave back to the community, and we teach our guys that here. And I think in the end, you know, that's what it's all about. Again, downtown Boston, 15 minutes away, beautiful campus, a student body that really supports their athletic program. So I think I'm not saying it's an easy sell or anything like that, but I think there's a lot to sell here.
So you and I have a little bit in common. We both worked down the road for the Patriots, different times.
Yep.
But we've certainly got to know each other over the years.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time we met?
It had to have something to do. It was, I mean, when I was at the Patriots, right? I mean,
So it was in Aruba at Matt Patricia's wedding.
Yes. Right.
So what I remember about
that was a great time.
That was fun. So we were all there for three, four days. We got to know each other, obviously a couple of days before the wedding.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you remember this, but you know, the wedding was on the beach, the reception, and like any reception, you go up, you find your little card with your name on it, table two, and our table was my wife and I at the time, you and Colleen, Coach Belichick and Linda, and Pepper Johnson in his day.
That's
and
right.
I remember sitting down, that's pretty good wedding table. Might be a little bit better conversation than a lot of weddings I go to. But the thing I remember the most is Matt and Rain are going around doing table photos.
Yep.
One photo at a time, family. They get to our table, we stand up. And that was kind of like the go-ahead, the signal for everybody at the wedding to take a picture of Coach Belichick.
Oh, yeah, right.
So the whole wedding was taking pictures of us at our table. I guess this is what it's like when the paparazzi's following us around. That was fun. But I don't think we can talk about your career without talking about your time with the Patriots.
Yep.
Coaching Tom Brady. When you came on, you know, I don't know if he was the greatest of all time yet, but he'd already won 3 Super Bowls. You're in the quarterback room with him. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I remember I had coached the wide receivers in 2008, and then Josh McDaniels, who was the coordinator at the time, got the Denver job, and he left, and Bill promoted me. And, you know, that was a huge, you know, obviously promotion in my career that I owe a lot to Bill for. And coaching Tom, like, I always tell this story. The very first day that I was, whatever, announced to be the quarterback coach, Tom came in the office and he said, look, man, like, I want to be coached. You know, I want to be challenged. I want to be coached. And I think that's the one thing I'll always take from that. It was a very challenging but very rewarding experience to coach a guy like that, because he made you a better coach. You had to be prepared to coach him every single day. You couldn't waste his time. He had already seen a lot of things. So the simple things, like, you weren't going to repeat yourself over and over again on those things, because – you know, he knew what to do in those things. So it was very challenging every single day to make sure that you were ready to go. And that made you a better coach. Mm-hmm. And he himself was a great guy to work with, because it was a very much of a collaborative effort. You know, it was where, hey, I like these plays. Hey, here's our game plan. Tom would say, hey, these are some plays I really like against these guys. And we would work together to put together the game plan. And I think that was one of the best experiences I've ever had in coaching.
Now, the public sees the interaction on the sideline. Tom has been pretty fiery his whole career. You're one of the few coaches who work with him that I've observed that got pretty fiery right back. I think a lot of people who don't play, who don't coach, don't understand the competitive nature that's going on at the time. And those interactions aren't personal. They're in the moment and then they're gone.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
And tell me about, what was that like? What did that happen in the meeting rooms very often?
No, I mean, it didn't happen very often. It's like you said, like, in pro football, you spend a lot of time together, especially back then before the 2011 CBA. I mean, you were together off-season program, training camp. You spent more time with the guys you're coaching than with your family. And so you become like brothers. There's a brotherhood there in that, especially at the Patriots at that time. And so brothers fight every now and then. Brothers argue every now and then, because brothers who are very competitive, that's what happens. So every once in a while on the practice field or, you know, in a game, that would happen. But it was quickly over. That was the thing about Tom and I and our relationship was, look, we might argue, we might have this every now and then, but it was quickly over. And the whole goal was to, what do we need to do to win this game, or to do better in this practice, or to do better in this meeting? And so I think that was the beauty of our our relationship was, there was no grudges or anything like that. It was just, you know, moving on to the next task.
So amongst your unique experiences, you worked for both Bill Belichick and Nick Saban,
yep.
arguably the two the greatest coaches of all time in professional and college. Yep. You know, they obviously have a relationship. You know, I don't know Coach Saban very well. I know Coach Belichick very well. People like to compare them and say that they're similar. I'm guessing they're really not.
No, yeah, they're definitely different personalities. There's a lot of similarities in what their beliefs are, right? You know, the foundation of hard work and discipline and, you know, understanding, you know, situational football and playing smart and doing what's best for the team. Like those things, those are foundational pieces for them. But I think when you look at the two guys, they're very, very different, right? You know, the way that they run their programs, you know, from a scheduling aspect or, you know, from a practice aspect, it's different because one's college and one's professional football. But it was, you know, look, I've worked for some great coaches, George O'Leary, Ralph Friedgen, you know, Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. I mean, that's a gauntlet of coaches right there. So I'm very appreciative of the fact that I've had an opportunity to work for those guys.
You're kind of a glutton, I would say. Those are not easy guys to work for.
That's why I said gauntlet. But yeah, definitely. Yeah. But you know what? When you think back to George, who I just talked to him last night, you know, you think back to Ralph and Bill and Nick, like those guys, because of the way they handled the staff, they made you better. You had to be prepared to work every day for them. If you weren't, like you really had no shot with them. So, you know, going through it might not have been always the greatest feeling in the world, but like, you know, they taught you a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, of all the people I worked for, I was fortunate Coach Belichick liked me.
Yeah.
You know, because if he doesn't, there's really no place for you. Long, yeah, but I found him relatively easy to work for because it's pretty clear what he wanted.
That's right. No doubt about that.
So you do it and you're in good shape.
That's right.
Any stories you care to share about either of them?
Oh, man. I mean, I have a lot of stories. You know, Bill's obviously famous for – Bill was not a guy that would ever like yell at you, you know, so, but he had a way of, if you made a mistake, you didn't feel very good. He would just kind of give you the stare, you know, like, you know, and he would say, you know, probably Jesus Christ, you know, or something like that. Like, what are you doing? And then Nick, on the other hand, if you made a mistake, you were going to hear about it. And, you know, either way, like, you know, having either the stare of Belichick or getting ripped by Nick Saban, it's probably all about the same.
Yeah, makes you feel this small, regardless of the technique. Yeah, no doubt about it. I enjoy my time with Coach Belichick. I tell you, he motivated in ways that maybe weren't the same as, you know, there's no fire and brimstone speeches, but you wanted to be at your best. I remember when I was there in 2000, we had, you know, it was early December, and, you know, at that time of year, you've worked probably 100 straight days, you know, so he gives me his credit card and a check made out to cash and says, his driver's license says, go to the bank and get $20,000. So I'm not thinking it through, but I get there and they're like looking at me like I have five heads, but I pull it off. I come back and later in the day puts $1,000 on my desk and says, I know this is the tough time of the season. We got to just keep grinding. We're doing something special here. Buy something for your family. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm guessing awesome. You did that to 19 other people.
Yeah. He was good about that. Both those guys, like they definitely cared about you and your family that maybe that's not always seen on the outside. You know, I can remember with my oldest son, when I was at the Patriots, had a bad seizure in the morning and had to go to the hospital. And, you know, I said, Bill, and Bill was like, go now. And don't you come back until you figure out, you know, what's going on with him. And, you know, Nick, I can remember when Nick met my wife for the first time, Colleen, like, you know, how nice he was to her. We had just, you know, come to Alabama and she wasn't moving there, but, you know, he met her at a recruiting function and was very nice to her. So, you know, I think both those guys really care about, you know, the guys that work for them.
Much more of a human side to them than people would realize.
No doubt.
Yeah. Let's talk about Penn State a little bit. What an interesting experience that was. A lot of adversity. You step in, you know, NCAA sanctions really, really were tough, but you were 8-4 your first year, 7-5 your second year. Didn't get to go to a bowl game because there was a bowl ban. But hopefully here at Boston College, you'll be able to enjoy a bowl
hopefully,
game as a head coach.
Yep.
Tell us about those 2 years at Penn State.
Yeah, they were very challenging years, but they were very rewarding years because it taught me a lot about people. It taught me about the resiliency of people. It taught me a lot about hiring and putting together the right people. It taught me a lot about players and leadership, you know, because we had great leaders there. And, you know, it also taught me about, like, you know, in the end, like, not going too deep into this, but the NCAA, you know, punishing a bunch of people that had nothing to do with what happened. I mean, how ridiculous of a punishment is that, in my opinion? But, you know, we couldn't go to a bowl. We had a good team my first year, especially. We had a freshman quarterback, Christian Hackenberg, my second year, who actually played very well. But my first year, we had a very veteran team, and we were a good team. And, you know, to not be able to compete for a Big Ten championship or a bowl game was kind of, you know, at that point in time, I thought was ridiculous. But those kids, they hung in there and they stuck it out, and they took a lot of pride in representing Penn State. And I'll never forget that. You know, there were some cool moments during those 2 years, beat Michigan, beat Wisconsin twice, you know, had some real big wins. So I think it was a great couple of years for us.
You've gone back and forth from college to pro, now back at college. What's the biggest difference between coaching in the NFL and coaching in college?
Yeah, there's a big, you know, look, at the end of the day, the pro player is getting paid, which, you know, some of these kids now in college are too, I get it, but not the amount of money that the pro player is getting paid. And the pro player, it's all about football. So from 7:30 in the morning during the season till 5 o'clock at night, there it's football. It's either, you know, taking care of their bodies or in a meeting or practicing or lifting or whatever. In college, these guys have a lot of different things going on. And that's what I kind of enjoy about college, that can you be good at a few different things? Can you be a decent student in the classroom? Can you develop yourself to be a good football player? And can you do things in the community to give back? Because we do a lot of that here at BC. So there's a lot more demands on their time in college than there are in pro football. And I think that's what's important about us as coaches. We have to make sure that we give them time to do these other things. Mm-hmm. So that's why the days off, like, they're away from football. And then they, you know, when they come back tomorrow, they'll be all about football. But in the morning, we practice in the morning. We work out in the morning. They do classes in the afternoon here. So we don't really do much in the afternoon or at night. So they're free to do all that at that time. So it's definitely, you know, different. Plus, you know, they're younger, right? They're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. In pro football, a lot of those guys you're coaching have, you know, they're older, they have families, they got a lot riding on it in pro football. So there's definitely differences.
I would think at either place, it's important to demonstrate to them that you care about them, yeah. Care about their development. I had a coach tell me coaching in the NFL that, you know, this is their livelihood. They stand to make a lot of money. If you can prove to them that you're going to help them get better,
no doubt,
and extend their career, then you're going to have their attention.
No doubt. And I think, like, that's a big deal as I've gotten older, and this will be my 32nd year in coaching. Like, the relationship of the coach with the player, there's at either level, there's nothing more important than that. You know, the trust, the building of trust, you know, getting to know the person. I think that's a big deal. And I've tried to do that with every guy I've ever coached, you know, some more than others. It's worked, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about trying to develop the relationship with the players.
You were part of a lot of bowl games as an assistant coach. Yeah. You talked about how the fact that you didn't get to enjoy that opportunity as a head coach at Penn State.
Yeah.
How important is, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of goals in any given season.
Yeah.
Name of our podcast, by the way.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You have a lot of goals. One of them, a big one, is get that sixth win, qualify for a bowl game, and then build from there. And you know you're going to have that postseason experience for your team, for your program, for your university community. How important is that for you to get there this year at Boston College?
Look, I think at the end of the day, we want to have a successful year. And, you know, obviously going to a bowl would be great. But I think the big thing for us is, and I talk to these kids about this all the time, because a lot of people, especially young people, are very results oriented, right? So I try to talk to these guys about, look, it really is. And I know it's an overused word that, you know, obviously Nick Saban made this famous, but it is about the process. Like, what goes into the preparation for the game? Can you play one play at a time? Can you, you know, not look at the scoreboard and just get the play call and play the next play and understand the situation and all the different things that go into one play in a football game? And if you can do that and take it one day at a time and try to get better and better and better, then those things will be the result. You know, you'll be able to have a successful season. But if you start thinking about, hey, we got to go to a bowl and we got to do this, I think you're skipping a lot of steps. And I think that's what I try to preach to our guys all the time.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in focusing on the process and then the results will come. Like Coach Belichick's do your job.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk about winning championships. No. Just do your job.
Do your job.
And it'll all work out.
It all works out. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really excited to watch you kick off the season on Monday night.
Thank you.
7:30 ESPN at Florida State.
Yes, sir.
Looking for a big Boston College win.
Let's do it. Yeah, thanks, Nick. Thank you very much.
And thank all of you for joining us on the Any Given Season podcast. And remember to catch all your bowl season news on our website, bowlseason.com, and on social media at Bowl Season. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long, long time.